As you've heard in the news overnight and this morning, there's been some big changes in border management in our part of the world. To get the latest and most accurate information, I'm joined this morning by the Cross Border Commissioner, James McTavish. James, good morning.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm good. But what's your make of the decision to exclude Wagga, Lockhart, Murrumbidgee and Hay from the border bubble?
Well, it's quite curious, and we're very disappointed that not only have those four local government areas been excluded from the border region with, I don't know what rationale behind it, but the declaration of the whole of New South Wales, including regional New South Wales, most of which has not seen a COVID case for, well in excess of 12 months, means that people can't come from Victoria to New South Wales for work. They can't visit their loved ones. They can't attend funerals. They can't do anything that they would like in regional New South Wales without the prospect of return, of quarantine on their return to Victoria. And on top of all of that, I'd note that while there's been some substantial work done to obviously contain the spread of coronavirus out of Sydney, it's being reported that the measures in Sydney are too lean and that there's not a police operation. I can assure people that there's a substantial police operation which is preventing people unnecessarily travelling out of Sydney.
The problem is, though, that the numbers coming out of Sydney are not encouraging, are they?
No, they're not. And the reality is that they do have a substantial public health emergency in Sydney. But it's a very long way from Sydney to Wagga or to Hay or to Lockhart. Or to Jerilderie, which is one community that, because of this change by the Victorian government, is excluded from entry to Victoria.
Yeah. What does it mean in practical terms? Is there a possibility of exemption? Is there a way of managing this for these border communities?
Well, there are a number of exemptions and exceptions available, and there's specified workers' permits, particularly for people who are involved in agriculture, forestry and freight. But that exemption process is quite rigorous. There are a few exemptions being given. We've represented to the Victorian government that specified workers exemptions should also be given for people involved in medical service delivery, and that includes patients and education, and that includes students, because there are few options for some of those people other than accessing services in Victoria. The other part is that there is high reliance on workforce coming out of Victoria or going into Victoria. For example, disability service workers from Wagga, where we are, and a substantial number of them come out of Wodonga, and they do have contractual obligations. But as it stands at the moment, while they can enter New South Wales to go about their work, on return to Victoria, they do have to go to a 14-day quarantine period, and that's preventing some of those people working because they do have client obligations, they do have family obligations, they do have personal obligations on return to Victoria, and they can't travel without going into quarantine.
Now, in the response to this, we've heard from the Mayor of Wagga, who says he's struggling to understand why Wagga was included in the exclusion, given how close Wagga is to Melbourne, and also the fact that they were in the border bubble. But interestingly, Joe McGurr, with a medical background, says that he thinks that this might, he has called for tighter restrictions in Sydney. Do you think if Sydney was being tighter, was putting more emphasis on not travelling, reducing people's flexibility there, that we might have a different situation in our border bubble and in our regions?
Well, for people that are travelling from Sydney to regional areas, they can only be away from their home for some specified reasons, and that includes going to work. For people who are going to leave Sydney for work purposes and the like, they also are subject to additional testing requirements. That's not existed in other jurisdictions previously, including in Victoria. The numbers of people that are being tested in Sydney every day, being north of 100,000, dwarfs any other jurisdiction's testing regime previously, including Victoria's last year. And I think we, in regional New South Wales, would very much like for travel to be restricted between Sydney and regional areas further. But the reality is that there are essential services that are delivered out of Sydney. There are skills that are only available from people from Sydney. And the connection between regional New South Wales and Sydney is very strong. If we cut Sydney off from the rest of the state, then the rest of the state will stop.
But it is interesting, isn't it, that you can still come from Sydney and inspect a property for sale in the regions. That seems remarkably relaxed.
Yeah, look, and there are some specific requirements for that. I'd note that there's, five local government areas that are substantially locked down where you can't leave effectively at all, and that there are substantial restrictions that apply for everybody else in those lockdown areas. Those requirements are similar to what existed previously in other jurisdictions, including in Victoria before. Well, yeah, I think everybody is concerned about the Delta variant, but the numbers don't really lie here. While there's been substantial concern, there's only been one location where there's been transmission. The nearest detection in sewage is in Moss Vale, and there's a substantial number of people that are moving in and around regional New South Wales for essential purposes that have come out of Sydney. Even with all of that additional testing, including that testing every 7 days for people that are outside of that Sydney local government area or 50 kilometres from their home, there's been no detections in regional New South Wales.
James, what best advice can you offer to people who will be affected by this change in the border bubble arrangements?
Well, if they're looking to get an exemption, they should apply as early as they can, and they should make sure that they have all of the relevant evidence for that exemption. The second thing is, people should manage their expectations. Very few exemptions are being given. And the third thing that I'd note is that if you don't need to travel or you can put your travel off, don't travel, because it is highly likely that you'll get turned around anyway. The other part to note is there is a very substantial policing operation in northern Victoria. They are turning people around that don't have the appropriate paperwork, and people should be prepared that every car, every person that goes into Victoria from New South Wales is getting checked, particularly those that are travelling south of the border region in Victoria.